This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the young innovators from the Vilenkar Institute of Management Development and Research, Mumbai, at the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024 yesterday via video conferencing. During the session, the team leader of Mystic Originals presented the solution to the security challenge posted by the Bharat Electronics Limited. Micro-Doppler-based target classification designed to distinguish between the birds and the drones. The Prime Minister praised the team's dedication to addressing the critical national security issues. And the team leader explained that the birds and the drones often appear similar on the radar, leading to the false alarms and the security threats, especially in the sensitive areas. Another team member detailed the technical aspect, noting that the solution uses micro-Doppler signature, unique patterns generated by the objects, similar to the human fingerprints to differentiate between the birds and the drones. When the minister asked about the solution, how could to identify the speed, direction and the distance of the objects, a team member responded that these features will be integrated soon. Acknowledging the positive uses of the drones, such as the medical delivery and the essential supplies, the Prime Minister also noted the misuse of the smuggling weapons and drugs creating significant security challenges. In response to the Prime Minister's query about the solution addresses such as challenges, a team member explained that the solution is compact, cost-effective and adaptable to the various environments. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his UAE counterpart Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan will hold the UAE-India strategic dialogue in New Delhi today. The UAE Foreign Affairs Minister will also meet the Prime Minister Narendra Modi in afternoon. Our correspondent reports that India and UAE have shared trade links through centuries. In 2022-23, UAE was the fourth biggest FDI investor of India. UAE has committed to invest $75 billion in India's infrastructure sector over a period of time. The West Asian nation of over 3.5 million Indians and Emiratis are quite familiar and sensitive to the Indian culture. India's cinema, TV and radio channels are easily available and have good viewership. Union Road and Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that the central government is dedicated to building a self-reliant India with $5 trillion economy equipped with world-class highway networks that drive growth and development. Inaugurating the 7th edition of the Bomba Con Expo, India 2024 at India Expo Mart, Greater Noida in Gautam Budh Nagar, he said that the exports have witnessed significant growth over the last decade and the country is steadily advancing towards the realizing of the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The union minister said that currently our logistics cost is 14-16% and this is reduced by 9% within the 2 years. Mr. Gadkari said that this will make us more competitive in the international market. The exhibition features over 1,000 exhibitors, over 20,000 projects and live machinery demonstrations. Minister of State and Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India will have its own space station, Bharat Antariksha Station, by 2035, while an Indian will land on the moon by 2040. Addressing the press conference in New Delhi today and achievements of all science ministries, Dr. Singh said that the space reforms brought by the government have unlocked the space sector. He said that so far 432 satellites have been launched by India, with around 90% launched in the 10 years. The minister also mentioned the government's vision to multidisciplinary approach to science. He had highlighted that India has made strides in biotechnology, bioeconomy, geospatial programs, defense and agriculture through application of science in various capacities. In tourism, Minister of Tanzania, Pindi Hazaria Chana, said that the temples and pilgrimages of India represent the culture and the spirituality all over the world. Participating in the Gita Jayanti celebration in Kurukshetra yesterday, he said that the Gita is the main guide to every aspect of life in the service of religion and humanity. And that is the end of this news bulletin.